Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
This is Fred Film Radio. I'm Annalisa Sandrelli from the Venice Film Festival, and I'm here in the company of Marta Krajulina, who represents
Latvia.
She is the Latvian delegate on the 28 Times Cinema Jury, which is an initiative supported by the European Parliament in collaboration with Giornata degli Autori. So together with her colleagues, she's going to have a great responsibility because they're going to award an important prize, the Giornata degli Autori. And you work under the guidance of an experienced filmmaker, but more on that later. First of all, let's meet Marta. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to be here in Venice?
Hello, I'm Marta. I'm from Latvia, and I actually work as a film producer there. Mm-hmm. I came here because my friend with whom I've studied in Film Academy actually was here last year.
Okay.
So I got to know about this initiative through her. So yeah, I just applied, made the video, did a lot of writing, and now I'm here.
Okay, great. So what have you been doing so far here in Venice? You've seen lots of films and workshops, seminars, debates,
yeah,
talks.
We've been really doing a lot. I mean, of course, we really enjoy seeing all the films. The part we can talk right now about is the Lux films,
were
all three of them are absolutely amazing, mm-hmm. and I really want them to go out in Europe. We've been attending panels and discussions, discussing women issues in film, mm-hmm. and have been talking to the directors of films, and yeah, so it has been really interesting and fun and amazing.
Mm-hmm. Great. Yes, I agree. I have seen the three films, and they are all three
right,
are great.
Yeah.
Let's hope that a lot of people go and watch them. So, you mentioned the fact that your schedule is very busy, but I'm sure you've been soaking up the atmosphere as well. What's it like here in Venice for you?
I mean, a little bit, because I'm an older soul, so I don't go out much. But I think the peak of the Venice was the moment when I saw Meryl Streep on the red carpet, mm-hmm. and I saw it with my own eyes, and it was amazing.
Great.
Yeah.
So you said that you work as a film producer,
yeah.
But I presume you're also a film goer.
What
kind of stuff do you go for?
Actually, here and there, I like to watch some blockbuster.
Okay.
But I really enjoy going to the cinemas that mostly show European films. Mm-hmm. So the last one I saw was Thank You God from François Ozon. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if I'm saying it correctly.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so that was that's the kind of films I usually want to see.
Okay. And do you also watch TV series and films on streaming platforms?
Honestly, I did a lot. Yeah. I found it a bit addicting, so I stopped.
Yeah. You tend to indulge in binge-watching.
Yeah, binge-watching, yes.
Watching,
yes, exactly.
One at a time. Yeah, I know the feeling. What's it been like to work with the rest of the jury on the 28 Times initiative?
It's really, really interesting because, like every film, we have 28 different opinions of them,
mm-hmm.
and when we discuss and we talk about the films, you actually get to learn things you haven't even noticed watching yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been like a very fulfilling experience,
mm-hmm.
I could say. Yeah.
And what's it like to work under the guidance of a filmmaker? Presumably his view is a bit different, or at least it's the view of a professional. Does it give you special insight or special
viewpoints? Yeah, well, usually when we have meetings with him, we all discuss what we saw and what he liked, what we disliked, and it's very interesting how he speaks at the end of our, like, mm-hmm. when we express what he thought, and he can just take and summarize everything in few very mm-hmm. compressed sentences, mm-hmm. and it makes really good sense. So it's really like he has this way of just compiling it together,
right.
Our thoughts. Yeah.
So rather than acting as a leader, he's more like a facilitator of discussion,
exactly.
and then he summarizes what you've contributed to the discussion.
Exactly.
That must make it very fruitful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that sounds great. Right. Well, I hope you enjoy the rest of your festival experience, and of course, enjoy Venice as well. We have excellent weather, which helps.
Yep.
And this has been Fred Film Radio from the Venice Film Festival. Annalisa Sandrelli reporting from Venice.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.